32 years ago this month, a young man named Benjamin Eng and two friends entered a secret gambling club in Seattle's International District. They tied up the 14 people inside the WAMI club, took all the money, then shot those prisoners. 13 of the people died. The crimes come to be known as the WAMI Massacre, and it's the worst mass killing in Seattle history. Bernie Lau was working as an undercover narcotics detective for the Seattle Police Department at that time. He worked mostly in the ID. A few days before the WAMI massacre, Lau was having lunch in Chinatown when a resident approached him. He told Jeannie Yandel what happened next.
Halfway through the lunch, an elder Chinese gentleman approaches my booth where I was sitting, and he says, Mr. Lau, I'm sorry to interrupt your lunch, but we know who you are. We have a problem with someone named Benjamin Eng. We're very afraid of him, afraid of what he's going to do to some of us in the community. And we have $25,000 if you can take care of Benjamin Eng. That was about the gist of the conversation. So here I'm sitting down, I'm thinking to myself, did I hear right? Take care, $25,000? No. That could only mean one thing. So I sat there for a few minutes, and I said, well, let me get back to you. And then he walked off, and I just sat there kind of dumbfounded, like Twilight Zone, going over what he said. Several times I went over what he said.
Why were people so scared of Benjamin Eng?
Well, back then there was a lot of gambling. Underground gambling, you know, and we're talking in high stakes, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 sometimes individual could bet on and take home. Now, Benjamin and his two or three of his buddies would go around and they started to either ask for protection money or they started ripping off these individuals. So the gambling community kind of knew what was going on, and they were afraid that Benjamin Eng and his buddies were going to rob them at the gambling establishment. You know, they knew more than the police knew. You know, it's a kind of closed society, underground gambling in Chinatown. It's been going on forever, but they could see the writing on the wall, and they were scared that they were next to get approached by Benjamin Eng, either for protection money or just to be ripped off, to be robbed. So they knew what was going on, and they were scared. And they figured I might be able to help them because I had helped another Chinese gentleman a few months earlier who was in trouble, and he called me, and I helped him out of a situation. So the word got around that, yes, I'm a cop, but I can be trusted. I think that's why I was approached.
I'm talking with Bernie Lau. He's a former undercover narcotics detective with the Seattle Police Department, and he spent a lot of time working in the International District, or Chinatown, here in Seattle. He claims in 1983 he was approached by a resident of Chinatown offering to pay him to, quote, take care of a young man named Benjamin Eng. And Bernie, you wrote in your memoir that shortly after that conversation, Benjamin Eng went into an after-hours gambling club in Chinatown, a place called the WAMI Club, and he and two associates tied up all the people in the club and shot all of them. One witness managed to escape.
That's right. The one individual survived, but there were 13 total that were hogtied and assassinated.
Where were you when you first heard about what happened at the WAMI Club?
I was at home, and the phone rings one night about 1, 2 in the morning, and it's homicide. Say, Bernie. Where's Benjamin? I said, I don't know, maybe at his girlfriend's. Why? Well, he just killed 13 people. They went into the WAMI Club, they tied everybody up as they came in, they robbed them, and then before they left, one by one, they shot each one in the back of the head. So I drove down to the crime scene, blue lights flashing all over, or probably red lights back then. The police cars had red lights, yellow tape all over, and I had no problem getting in the crime scene. Well, I thought that the crime scene had been cleared. The coroner had probably taken all the deceased out, all the bodies. But no, it was right there as a homicide had found them. And I walked around, and I recognized a few of the individuals from hanging around Chinatown so long. I knew a few of these people. And what really got me is the individual that had approached me was one of the ones that was deceased. And when I saw that, I turned cold. I started crying. I just left the Wami Club. I went in the alley and I started crying. That changed my whole life. I couldn't deal with it anymore. So after that, a few days later, I went into my psychiatrist and I said, I need a retirement. I need to get out of here. You know, I'm through. I can't do this undercover stuff anymore. Get me my retirement. And he did. I did retire shortly after that out of the police department on a medical disability.
Have you ever wished that you did things differently?
Well, part of me, yes. Part of me, no. You know, the alter ego side of me says I should have done it. The police side of me says no. It bothered me for years and years, but I've learned to accept it. It's something that happened. I could have, would have, should have maybe, but I didn't do it. So what happened, happened, and I've learned to deal with it. You never really get over it, but it's something that I can deal with. I can walk by the alley, and I'm not going to start crying like I used to before.
You described Chinatown in 1983 as a closed society. How did what happened at the Wami Club change that community?
It's hard to describe. I'm not good with words, but it was hard to describe the shock that it did to the Chinese community. It just tore them apart. Nothing like this had ever happened on this scale. 13 people, and they're all people. They're all connected. They're all connected through family, through restaurants, through association, their Chinese associations. It just tore the community. It tore the community apart, and that kind of put a stop to the gambling. It was never the same after that. I walk by the Wami Club, two, three times a week when I go down to Chinatown, and I can feel that negative energy. It's there. You know, those 13 people that died, their spirits are still in there. And you can feel that.
Bernie Lau is a 15-year veteran of the Seattle Police Department. He wrote about his time on the force and the Wami massacre in his book, Dance with the Devil. He spoke to Jeannie Yandel.